Federal Appeals Court in New York will hear arguments today in a case involving a computer magazine that's been barred from publishing software that descrambles the contents of DVDs. Lawyers for the movie industry, which filed the original lawsuit, say such computer programs are banned by federal law. That law is intended to prevent consumers from copying movies, music, and books in digital form without paying for them. Attorneys for the magazine argue the law limits freedom of the press and the rights of consumers. From New York, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
Most movies that are released on DVDs are locked up, if you will, in a kind of digital strongbox, a program called Content Scramble System, or CSS. Without the key to CSS, you can't get inside the lockbox to play the DVD. So most computers with DVD drives and all home DVD players come with built-in keys issued by the movie industry. Late in 1999, some computer programmers wrote DCSS, a program that descrambles what CSS scrambles so that computers without those keys could play DVDs. Eric Corley, the publisher of the magazine 2600, the Hacker Quarterly, broke the story and made the program available to his readers. Ed Hernstadt of Frankfurt, Garbus, Kernit, Klein & Sells is one of Eric Corley's lawyers. He says what Corley did is what his readers expect.
It is a source of information for everybody who's interested in security online, on the internet, including any number of very respected computer scientists, cryptographers, who want to test the security of programs so that the public isn't the only person who doesn't know that some criminal can break into your bank account because it's not secure.
But the major movie studios asked a federal court to prevent Corley from distributing the program under a 1998 provision of copyright law known as Section 1201. It makes it illegal to provide devices that let people break into digital lockboxes without permission. Chuck Sims says that's exactly what Eric Corley did by making the DCSS program available to his readers. Sims is a partner with the law firm Proskauer Rose. He'll represent the movie studios at today's hearing.
The motion picture companies want to avoid being Napsterized. There are laws barring the provision of burglary tools. There are laws barring the provision of tools to steal satellite service or cable service. And Congress passed a law making it unlawful to provide tools to decrypt lawfully encrypted copyrighted works.
The lower court agreed with the movie studios that Section 1201 was a blanket ban on programs like DCSS and prohibited Corley from posting it on his website or linking to sites where it was still available. Corley's attorneys will argue today that that's a bad precedent because it bans a kind of speech, in this case a computer program, without considering its context or the intent behind it. Cindy Cohn is an attorney with the civil liberties group the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which has been coordinating Eric Corley's appeal. She says the problem is with Section 1201 itself.
It allows the flat banning of the providing of technology, not the kind of nuanced banning that would make the distinction between somebody who's publishing something, let's say professors who are taking a look at the encryption, and the kind of providing of technology that really doesn't have any use other than infringement.
Cohn says last week a Princeton professor withdrew from a conference where he was set to deliver a paper analyzing the digital lockboxes being contemplated for CDs. That professor, Edward Felton, said the decision to withdraw was prompted by a letter from a record industry trade group threatening a lawsuit if he went forward. Cohn says Section 1201 also limits consumer rights. Under an aspect of copyright law known as fair use doctrine, it's legal to make a copy of a movie or record that you already own. Cohn says 1201 essentially eliminates that right. But Bruce Lehman, a former Clinton administration official who helped write Section 1201 and current president of the International Intellectual Property Institute, says people just don't understand the law.
We didn't do that just to be mean to people. We didn't do that to, you know, just throw a bone to Hollywood or the music industry. We did it because copyright industries are where the economic growth in America is today.
In other words, Lehman says, without Section 1201, the movie, music, and publishing industries would be powerless to stop people from copying their products without paying for them. The DCSS program remains widely available on the internet. Whichever way the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rules on today's arguments, both sides agree the case is likely to go to the Supreme Court. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.